This week, we answer a question from Julio in Peru. He writes, I would like to know the difference between buy and purchase, and when to use each of them. Julio, Lima, Peru. Dear Julio, thanks for asking about these words. As you know, buy and purchase can be used in similar sentences. They can both be used either as a noun or a verb. One difference between them is how formal they sound. Compare the following sentences. Put buy or purchase in the space. I would like to space a new home. She wants to space a hamburger. Like most English speakers, I would say purchase for the home and buy for the hamburger. You probably wonder, why does English have two words with exactly the same meaning? We can understand this better with a little history. English developed from the languages of Germanic tribes of Northern Europe. Words from that time are what we call Anglo-Saxon. In the year 1066, William the Conqueror and his forces began to take over England. William was from Normandy in France. For the next 300 years, everyone in English courts and in government spoke French. English was a language for everyday use. As a result, French had a great effect on the English language. About 10,000 French words were added to English. We still use many of them today. As you might suspect, English speakers use the French words for more formal situations and the Anglo-Saxon words for common ideas and things. One way you can tell the difference between the French words and the Anglo-Saxon words is their length. Anglo-Saxon words, like buy, are often short, while purchase and other French words are longer. Julio asked how to use buy and purchase. We usually use buy as a verb. For example, I will buy food for the party. It is not so common to see buy as a noun, but you do find it in cases like this. The police stopped a drug buy on the street. We often use the verb purchase for when legal documents are involved, such as in, the government purchased a new contract for 1,000 airplanes. And you should use purchase when you need a noun form, as in, you made a smart purchase when you bought gas before the price went up. In summary, try to use buy for simple actions and purchase for more formal exchanges of money for goods. I'm Jill Robbins.